Modesto, California is farm country, the kind of place you might find a tractor on the highway. It's not where you would expect to find a synthesizer-driven rock group, unless you know about Granddaddy. Music writer Mikel Jolet took a drive to spend some time with the band.
Granddaddy are from a place where everything grows. There, in the center of the immense San Joaquin Valley, the destination of the Jodes and the Grapes of Wrath, ugly things like dirt and manure and seed are placed in close proximity until eventually time passes, the earth yields, and something beautiful emerges. I think that's how it went with them.
Now that the K's in place, where the sea used to be, it seems that I'm seasoned to be in the season of the old me.
Granddaddy make this fascinating blend of country rock and electronic music that sounds like the oral equivalent of a toaster rusting in a wheat field. And I'm not quite sure if it sounds like the future, or if it sounds like the past, or if it just sounds like some imagined version of a future that never happened at all.
Bust the lock off the front door. Once you're outside, you won't want to hide anymore. Light the light on the front porch. Once it's on.
Their new album, Someday, spelled S-U-M-Day, as in the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, is a collection of songs mostly about trying to reconnect with nature in a world which seems to shut it out at every turn. These themes are dealt with lightly, often in the context of short stories that sound something like quaint little morality tales. Laconic androids try to deal with somber moods. Corporate managers get caught up in the beauty of the countryside. All told with enough wit and internal rhyme to make any good English teacher blush.
Desktop is crying sounds for all the projects due, and no one else is around. The sprinklers that come on at 3 a.m. sound like crowds of people asking, are you happy what you're doing? Becky wondered why she'd never noticed dragonflies. Her dragon click had never yielded anything as perfect as a dragon.
Their last album, the dark and brooding opus entitled The Software Slump, was as much of a statement about man's search for identity in a world run by machines as Radiohead's OK Computer. The band went from being this small, local California phenomenon to being the subjects of long, scholarly essays. Hyperbole abounded, fans lined up. They got big in Europe. The new album, by contrast, is much more of a collection of coy singles that rest upon an edifice of dreamy rock. But the brains are still there, the music is still engrossing, and the themes are still relevant. At the heart of the band's appeal is a certain honesty. They're these young, smart guys from farm country California with beards and foam trucker hats and skateboards who sing these electrified country songs about the electrification of the country around them. And you get the sense that, like a guy who makes sculptures from the junkyard where he works, they've simply taken what's been given to them and used it to make art.
Bye, I'm on stage.
The CD is Someday by Granddaddy. Mikel Jolet is managing editor of a new music magazine called Filter. Design.